More than 2,000 Great Walk bookings have been cancelled in recent months as COVID continues to take a toll. In Fiordland, some Milford track operators are describing it as one of the quietest starts to the seasons they have experienced. Tourism reporter Tess Brunton has more.
The Milford track faced unprecedented demand this year, with all spots for its six-month season filling up in just 15 minutes one morning in June. But between the lockdowns in Auckland and Waikato, the Trans-Tasman bubble remaining on pause and travel uncertainty, a steady stream of cancellations have been coming through across the Great Walks. Fiordland Outdoors Co. offers water taxis to the Milford and Kepler tracks and is a one-stop shop for booking track transport in Fiordland. Its owner and director, Christine Wallace, says she's never seen a Milford track opening like the one this week.
In saying that, I've never known on the opening day, the 26th of October, to have 24 empty spaces on the Milford track. So, you know, I don't think it'll ever happen again.
The Kepler and Rootburn tracks have also been suffering, with Christine Wallace saying they're considering reducing their Kepler water taxi to an on-demand service. She says Aucklanders have been holding out hope the restrictions will end in time to lace up their tramping boots.
You know, there has been steady cancellations, but it's really ramped up in the last 10 days. I think Aucklanders were really hoping something would change. They held their hut tickets, but it's been this week with the cancellations of the flights by Air New Zealand that they've sort of accepted that, yeah.
She's consoled crying Aucklanders who were forced to give up their spot on a Great Walk by the restrictions and uncertainty.
For every Aucklander that's devastated they can't go, we're getting two South Islanders or outside of Auckland that are just ecstatic that they've picked up hut tickets at last minute.
Aucklander Richard Wagner, his wife and their four kids are booked to do the Milford track in December. He told RNZ he's disappointed to be faced with cancelling the hard-won booking.
Oh, very difficult. The previous year we missed out. This time we were lucky. But yeah, the tickets were gone in about probably 5 or 6 minutes.
He's asked Doc to consider rolling over his bookings to the same dates next year, but the department has since confirmed it's unable to do that and offers a 100% refund instead. Half of the guests at Tiano Lakefront Backpackers are usually preparing for a Great Walk. Its manager, Giovanni Ambrose, would usually be hosting between 30 and 40 people a night at this time of the year, but that's down to 10 to 20 due to the restrictions. He's hopeful more bookings will come through as people grab spots opening up on the Great Walks.
That's been good for some people because obviously it got booked out for within 15 minutes. So I'm sure many people back then got left out, but now a few more could take the places.
He had a group of four excited guests who did just that a few days ago.
They lived in Wanaka, so they were happy to book last minute, and then they just made their way here and stay with us the night before they will go on the track.
The Department of Conservation has recorded more than 2,400 cancellations between the nationwide lockdown in August and this week. Its Acting Heritage and Visitors Director, Tim Bamford, says the pandemic is playing a role in the cancellations, but so is weather closures and injuries. He says DOC has never seen so much demand for New Zealanders to tramp a Great Walk like they have in the past 2 years.
Oh, these are bucket list experiences, and that's really tough if you have to cancel them. But on the flip side is that it provides people an opportunity to keep an eye on the website and get onto one of these iconic spots.
Doc is preparing for a busy Great Walk season, asking for people to scan in where possible, keep your distance on tracks and follow the rules.